Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS na ta dan petek 10. februarja 2017 in na telefonu imamo našega naslednjega gosta oziroma gostjo, znana in spoštovana članica druge generacije avstralskih Slovencev, ki živi v Melbourneu. Veliko let je že aktivna med slovensko skupnostjo in je bila tudi večkrat gostja naše slovenske oddaje. To je gospa Frances Urbas Johnson. Pred kratkim so imeli občni zbor oziroma volitev novega upravnega odbora Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije in Frances je bila izvoljena predsednica te organizacije, ki že obstoja skoraj 35 let. Frances, lep pozdrav na naši slovenski oddaji Radia SBS, to ponovno in prvič v tem letu. Congratulations on being elected president of the Council of Slovenian Organizations here in Victoria.
Najlepša hvala Lenti in pozdravljenim vsem poslušalcem. Yes, thank you very much for your kind words. It is certainly an honor to be elected as the president of this organization. It was with a heavy heart, though, that we said goodbye to our president, Mr. Roland Carmody, who served the organization for a number of years, was absolutely wonderful with his contributions to the community. But we were very sad to see Roland retire from the council.
Frances, how do the elections occur within the Council of Civilian Organisations? And I ask this because a lot of people aren't sure how this all works. What's the system here? Because it all seems, well, some could even argue it seems almost a bit secretive.
Oh, yes, no problem, Lenti. It's quite straightforward and quite transparent, and it's a really good question to ask, though, because it's not a topic that comes up normally. So I can certainly understand that there'd be some confusion around it. So the council is made up of the participating Slovenian organisations in Victoria, and we have a number of those, which you're all aware of. The council invites delegates from each of those organisations to a monthly meeting. We hold 10 meetings per year. So generally we have about two representatives, two delegates from each of the organisations, which makes up about 10 to 12 that come to the monthly meetings of the council. And from the delegates that attend from the different organisations, we then elect an executive committee, which consists of the president, the vice president, the secretary and the treasurer, and the rest are general committee members. So those elections generally occur at the end of the calendar year. So we have an AGM, and it's usually between September and November, I think generally around the November time. And the nominations are put forward and then the election occurs at that particular meeting. Now, at all of these meetings that occur, we keep minutes. All of these items are minuted, and then all the delegates after each of these meetings will go back to their respective committees of their organisations and feed back the events or issues that have transpired at the meetings, and are certainly welcome to ask any further questions on what may have happened as well. The minutes are available to committee members, or if people want to view the minutes of the particular meetings, they are also available for members, for delegates, and their respective members of their organisations if they wish to view them. I hope that clears things up.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a great explanation. Basically, the only people who could then be elected into the committee are those who are already delegates representing this various clubs who are part of the umbrella organisation. Is that what you're saying?
And look, Link, we understand, because at some of these meetings, it's difficult for some people to get to them. We actually, they're on a rotating basis, so they're held at a different participating organisation. So we, one month we will hold them at Yadran, then at Eltham, Planitza, Geelong. So it travels around. And we understand we're all volunteers. We all, have to use our own cars to get to these places. Sometimes people can't make them, so they may send a different delegate from their committee. So From time to time, you know, there might be a different delegate that comes along, and we certainly welcome that and appreciate that they're coming along and representing their committee, reporting on different issues that are going on within their organisation, sharing information. We've got some really good people on the council that come along, and we are able to talk about what our clubs are doing, what our organisations are doing, and seeing how other people are going, how other organisations are going. And it really is a positive information sharing session. It works for us. Sometimes there are issues that are raised where we might be challenged by something and need to work something out. So again, another way to put all these heads together and work out a positive and affirmative action from that.
So basically, nobody from outside of the clubs can theoretically be a member of the Council of Slovenian Organisations?
Well, the reason that the council exists is for these participating organisations. So if you don't have an interest in being involved in the participating organisations, I'm not sure why you would be interested in attending, you know, one of these meetings. However,
well, I only ask because often.
I can see where your question is leading, but there are times when we do have, you know, guests or people that come in and have something to present. For example, we organise with the 3ZZZ program, you know, an annual picnic, and Sonia Rupnik, the convener, will come and we will organise dates and certain logistics. So there are times from time to time where people do come that aren't members of the participating organisations and have something important to speak about, and we welcome them with open arms.
The reason why I ask is because it's been mentioned a number of times that the Council of Slovenian Organisations represents the entire Slovenian community in Victoria, and it would seem strange that any member of the wider Slovenian community, even those who aren't involved in any organisation or at the religious centre, couldn't come near the organisation if it is indeed the case that the council does represent the entire Slovenian community.
I haven't heard that. I certainly haven't said that it represents the whole entire community. I couldn't say that that is a fact. You know, that sounds like more of a perception. Some people may have that perception, and everyone has the right to an opinion, as we know. We know that we represent the participating organisations of the Slovenian community. Sometimes there may be events or other items around the perimeter that might not be directly involved in relation to those organisations that the council has involvement with, but that's where that is at. So, you know, there's always different perceptions out there, Lenti, and people I certainly respect that people have their own opinions. However, I think that the council is an opportunity for Australian Slovenians to get together. If you're interested in something, join one of the participating organisations. If you have an interest in the Australian Slovenian community, or if you have an idea, or if you have something that you think that the council can benefit from, please give me a call, drop me an email, come along and present your idea, get involved. We certainly wouldn't turn anybody away.
Pogovarajem se z gospod Francis Urbas Johnson, znana, aktivna, spoštovana članica slovenske skupnosti u Melbourneu. Francis je pred kratkim postala predsjednica Sveta slovenske organizacije Viktoriji i je tudi podpredsjednica najstarejšega slovenskega društva u Viktoriji, možda tudi u Australiji, slovensko društvo Melbourne. Francis, whilst we've been discussing the role of the Council of Slovenian Organizations of Victoria, we'd love to know who is in the new committee for this year.
We
obviously you're the president. Who else is involved?
Thank you. Yes, that was one of the areas that I would like to mention, because we do welcome a couple of new people. So we have, as the vice president, we have Mr. Peter Mundell, who has served on the committee for many, many years and done a lot for our community and for the council. So we're really happy to have him on board for another year. And we have Mr. Joe Tsuff returning, who is a member of the Slovenian Welfare Office, and he has been our long-serving treasurer, and we really appreciate all of his work. Being a treasurer is a tough job, but we really appreciate all of the work that he does. And we welcome Mr. Carlo Bolet from the Slovenian club Ivan Sankar in Geelong, who is now our new secretary. Carlo is a great contributor to the council. He recently came on board after being elected president in 2016 as Geelong Ivan Sankar club president. I'm sure that he will contribute very much to the council and the organisation and to the Australian Slovenian community, as he has been already in his role as president down at Geelong.
And another second-generation Slovenian.
Indeed. So there's more and more of us, and we would love to see even more, because we are the future. And we need as many of the second generation to get involved and to bring new ideas and to slowly look at how we can improve things. But the main thing that I can say, Lynchy, is it's all about unity, you know, and it's hard to be united, because we do all have different perceptions and different ideas about what we would like to see, and we can't do every single person's idea. And it's hard to stand by when your idea isn't the one that is, you know, elected on or, you know, moved forward with. And it's easy to say, well, you know, I don't like the way that I'm being treated, I'll pack my bag and go home and not be involved anymore.
And it's happened, know, many times in our Slovenian community, though, yeah, Francis.
That's right. And so it's about knowing how to respect each other's ideas, being respectful and knowing that we're all going to have different ideas, and then standing by each other rather than tearing each other down. We're not big enough. We're not a big enough community to be tearing each other down. And look, it's not just the Slovenian community. You know, we have challenges in our everyday life. We can see it here in Australia. We're not all going to agree, but that's a democracy. You know, we all have the right to have our opinion. In some countries, you're not allowed to voice your opinion. And we wouldn't want things to be like that. We embrace democracy. We embrace that people have their opinions. And we really just need to focus on respecting those opinions of others, moving forward, being united, you know, sharing common goals and common purposes.
Yeah, this all sounds very nice. It all sounds very nice, and you're totally right. The only thing is, we have lost members, and you can admit this freely as well, that we have lost members in our Slovenian community over the years because they have perhaps trodden on people's toes who are leaders in the community, and these leaders haven't liked the fact that they've been challenged. It has happened. It's been mentioned on this program as well on a number of occasions. And these have been very capable people who have left the community never to return. It's happened many, many
times.
And
it's easy, as I said, it's easier to pack your bag and say, I'm going home, I don't want to be involved. It is hard to stick around and stay involved. And I respect that, you know, people, you know, that has happened. You know, of course, it happens everywhere, Lynchy. Everywhere. In schools, in kindergartens, I've been there, I've seen it, everywhere. This is not something unique to our community. And it is very, very hard. It's very hard to pack your bag and go and say, well, you know, I don't feel welcome here. And it shouldn't be like that, but, it, you know, it does happen. We're all human.
Shouldn't be like that at all,
no. No, and I don't have a philosophy where I feel good if I step on someone's toes and treat them badly, because, you know, I tell you, I am a Christian, and the way that I was brought up is not like that, okay? So people can come up to me, and have on many occasions, Lynchy. And I'm sure you've been through the same thing.
Plenty of times.
Where you've been, you know, given a nice serve.
I've been labelled a troublemaker, you know, and big mouth in the community. I'll say it publicly. I've had senior members of our community label me that, and I do not hide it here on radio, and I won't, because I've dared to express an opinion. Yes, I've done it rudely at times, and I admit that it has been a disrespectful, rude way of doing it, and for which I apologise. But on behalf of many other members who have felt, in a way, alienated, because they have put forward a suggestion and it's been promptly knocked down.
Yes, and I think from time to time, especially being a second-generation member, it can be very challenging. But I will say that I have also experienced much positiveness and also much really good feedback from a lot of the first generation as well. There are different personalities out there. Some people are more vocal than others, but we've just got to stand tough and stand tall and move forward. I have a way that I you know, like to treat people and the way that I like to be treated. I know that that's not always going to happen. That's the way the world is these days and or probably always has been. But I will follow my philosophies and I will use those philosophies and you know, hope that they will grow within the council and build that spirit of positiveness and openness and trying to get people together to unite. I think that, you know, before we act, we have to believe. We have to believe certain things. You know, we have a thought process. We know what our thoughts are. And then we have to believe that. And then once we really believe in something, that's when we go forward and act. And so it's all based on, you know, whatever those thoughts are in the first place. If they're going to be negative thoughts, well, you know, probably not going to be heading in a very good direction. And that's certainly not what something that I want to bring to the council. I have been involved in the council for a number of years now. I've learnt a lot from being involved in the meetings and having my say and listening to other people. And I've, you know, learnt that not everything will always go my way, you know, and it's not about that. And, you know, I often ask myself, well, what is the purpose of me being here? Why am I here? I'm not here for myself. I'm not here for my ego. You know, I could be sitting at home kicking
with
the ball
young
with my
family.
Kids on a Saturday afternoon. But instead, you know, I've driven down to Geelong and or wherever I'm driving and I'm here. So I bring the best version of myself, Lenti, and I hope that's what we can all do. Just bring the best version of ourselves to when we interact with others. And just keep it simple and every day doing a little bit more and seeing that, you know, I'm a big believer in the fact that if you can get the small everyday things right, you can do those, you can create a really good positive and successful routine on everyday little things. That takes care of the bigger things. And the same applies to the clubs and the organisations and the council. Let's get the little things right. You know, if we can turn up and show a smile to people and give people the respect, let them have their opinion, but then hopefully they will listen to our opinion as well. Let's be good listeners. Let's take it back to those basic things that we're all taught, you know. This is how we integrate into society. This is, you know, what makes a good adult. What are we teaching our children? We want them to learn all these manners and respect and to be good listeners. We have to remember those things as adults too. And believe me, I'm reminding myself of those things every day. Say a little prayer in the morning and hope that I have a good day. Hope that I, you know, respect people and give people the time to listen and just get those little everyday things right. And then, you know, the bigger things will take care of themselves, I believe.
Poslušate Slovensko dan na Radio SBS širom Australijom po svetu na ta dan petek 10. februarja 2017. Moja današnja gostja je znana i spoštovana članica druge generacije australskih Slovencu ki živi u Melbourneu, to je gospa Frances Urbaš-Johnson. Pred kratkim je postala predsjednica Sveta slovenskih organizacije Viktorije, je tudi podpredsjednica Slovenskega društva Melbourne, že veliko časa sudjeluje v slovenskih skupnosti u Melbourneu. Francis, what about the future? What's the council's position here and what are the plans that the Council of Slovenian Organisations in Victoria have regarding the future of the Slovenian community, especially bringing the younger generation, the second and third generations on board?
There are different events that each of the clubs are doing. So the clubs operate independently, the organisations of the council. The council comes together every second year to put on a festival, which you're well aware of, at different participating organisations. This year, we have the different event planner for all the different clubs. There are different events on in February. So we have Jadran and Planica hosting their carnival dance, the Puss Dance. So Planica on the 19th of February, Jadran on the 25th of February. Geelong have the Slovenian Drama Group performing this coming weekend on the 12th of February, the Sunday. They also have their monthly end-of-month barbecue on the 26th of February, which I believe they're doing a fancy dress for as well. So, you know, these events keep going on an independent basis.
Okay, but these events aren't in conjunction with the Council of Slovenian Organisation Victoria. What's the council itself doing with regards to promoting the Slovenian community at large? Are there any events being organised?
I would say that the major event would be the raising of the Slovenian flag, Lenti, on Slovenian Independence Day, the 25th of June, is something that is in the pipeline at the moment. We have been corresponding with Federation Square in relation to this. As you know, we share the date with the Croatian community, very good friends of ours, and there are 8 flagpoles at Federation Square, 4 of which will now be devoted to the Slovenian flag and then 4 to the Croatian flag. So of one of those 4 flags, we will have a little ceremony held at Federation Square on the Sunday, the 25th of June. There will be more details to follow. As I said, we are currently corresponding in relation to confirming the time with Federation Square, with the event management there. So, keep tuned over the next few months, because we would like to have as many of the Australian Slovenian community come down and be involved in something that we haven't done before.
Well, it's wonderful.
We're really excited about that.
It's wonderful, especially considering, and look, I did speak about this on radio 6 years ago, back in 2011, I did propose this idea, put this idea forward to some senior members of our Slovenian community, and it was knocked on the head back then. So good to see that the attitudes and the idea has been embraced. I'm not saying because it was my idea originally, but because putting forward an idea is one thing, but walking the talk and letting the idea then come to fruition is another thing altogether. And it's wonderful that this is happening, especially considering that the Croatian community, our friends in the Croatian community, have been able to have these ceremonies at Federation Square for many years, along with our friends in the Macedonian community. Congratulations. This is a wonderful thing. We hope it is very, very successful.
Oh, Lenti, look, thank you so much. As I said, it's just a great opportunity for everyone to get together. I wish I'd known you had mentioned it on radio all those years ago. Maybe we would have done something earlier. And I will tell you, it was a bit of an accidental item, because I saw a picture of the Croatian flags flying, and I thought, well, I think it was online somewhere, and I thought, well, why can't we do that?
It was on my Facebook page, Frances.
Was it? I don't know if I saw it on Facebook. I can't remember where I saw it now, but I will tell you that that then I just rang Federation Square, or I emailed them or something, and said, oh, who do I get into contact? And before I knew it, they were so accommodating, and it had all happened in a matter of a week. So thank you, Lenti. That's awesome. I wish I'd heard about it all those years ago. And it's amazing how easy something can be. And you're right. You know, if we all just take that next step of an idea and goes back to that thinking and believing and acting on it, and there you go.
Wonderful. What about what we're discussing before with regards to the challenges facing the Slovenian community with an ageing population? And look, the fact being that it seems to be a challenge, a massive challenge, to get the younger generation on board.
One of the biggest areas, one of our biggest growth areas, and you mentioned the ageing population of our community, is the Slovenian Welfare Office, which operates out of Kew. This, again, is a volunteer-based organisation which really works with members of the community that would like to come in. It's all via donations, and they help people. They help people with their different issues that they may be working through in relation to Slovenian government. They assist members of the Australian Slovenian community with issues that they may be dealing with overseas in Slovenia, legal issues, government issues, and it's really become an important part, very well attended on most Sundays that they operate from their Kew office. More and more members are joining this organisation every year. Membership is only $5 a year, and it is a worthwhile investment. If ever you do need help, even for second generation people, you may inherit some land in Slovenia and you may need to know about certain laws and other issues in relation to that, and the Welfare Office really is a one-stop shop where you've got very knowledgeable people that can help you in relation to these issues. So they do a really great service to the community. We're very lucky to have this resource. And once again, all volunteers giving up their time. They also have monthly meetings, and volunteers operating the service on the Sundays that they're open from their Kew office.
Will there be another festival next year, considering 1988 was the first Slovenian festival? Back then it was known as the Tabor. Will there be another festival in 2018, considering these events are held every second year?
Yes, that's right. We would be due to have one in about April of 2018. So, I certainly hope that one will go ahead. It's something that the council votes on as the time approaches, probably 12 months from the date. So there is time to prepare and get things organised. We had a great turnout last year. We were really happy with it at the festival at the Yadran Club. So I certainly hope that we will have a festival in 2018.
Frances, what else would you like to share with our listeners as the newly elected president of the Council of Slovenian Organisations in Victoria?
The main thing I would just like to put out there is to really thank everybody, the listeners that participates, that gets involved. Thank you for all your kind wishes and your feedback. Whether it's positive or negative, at least you care and you're involved. And I'm really honoured to be in this position. I didn't expect to be. I will do my best for the Slovenian community at large. I don't, bring any ego issues with it. I just like to give back. I hope that our Slovenian community will continue to thrive in the future. I know that there's quite a few second generation Slovenians that have a lot of tenacity, determination, and are really keen to keep things going. And I welcome anyone that wants to be involved to please knock on the door and come in, because you will certainly be welcomed. We really want to keep things going in the future, and we look forward to more participation and more vibrancy. And I look forward to seeing you all and seeing your smiles and being continually involved in the community.
And what about those Slovenians newly arrived from Slovenia, young families, a number of whom have said that when they go to a Slovenian club, they feel alienated, they sort of feel like outsiders. And these are people who, many of whom are educated, have got a lot to contribute, a number of skills, who could also be encouraged to get involved in the community. At the moment, they're not.
Oh, look, that's a shame to hear, Lenti. I welcome them to give their feedback directly to the clubs or come and have a chat. We have, on our committee at SDM, we have Alice, who was newly arrived from Slovenia a couple of years ago. He's been involved in our committee and brought some fantastic ideas, and we really appreciate his involvement. He too has a young family. He's busy out here building his new life, and he's put his hand up and gotten involved. And sometimes if you're not communicating directly with the clubs or with someone involved, it's hard to know what people are feeling. I'm hearing it from you, Lenti. Someone's spoken to you.
A number of people have.
Yeah. And we don't want people to feel like that. But they can get out there and come and have a chat with us. We'd be more than happy to have them on board being involved.
I had a great chat with Eddie Contell on this very program about this issue, and we both agreed that this is an ongoing issue at the Slovenian clubs, where new people come to the club, those who have recently arrived from Slovenia to live in Australia, and they have felt alienated or not welcome. And we know that that's not the case. The people at our clubs are very friendly and very hospitable. So it is strange that these kind of feelings have existed and do exist. A number of them have expressed this opinion within the community unofficially.
It would be great to hear more of that feedback and to understand the specifics, so then an action plan could be created to make sure that didn't happen. And it's disconcerting to hear that it is an ongoing issue. And, let's get our heads together and do something to stop that cycle of behaviour. There's another big conversation to be had in relation to that, to get to the bottom of it, to understand the specifics, the cause and effect, and to create a plan that would combat that, because that's not how we will want to make people feel. And I know that if I went to Slovenia, I certainly wouldn't want to have those feelings. That's not what it's about. That's not what a community is about. Let me take this opportunity, Lenti, to thank you for all your involvement in the community. You're a shining star. Really, really appreciate it. And it's always lovely to chat to you. You certainly, bring up some fantastic issues. I'm glad I've had the chance to speak about them today.
I sometimes do put things out there on radio concerning the community and the situation, good and bad. And that's why we're here for on radio. We're not only here to broadcast what's good, only So things can improve because nothing is perfect, especially not the particular radio announcer whom you're talking to at the moment.
Well, your sense of humour is definitely intact, working well. And and yeah, as I said, we must face every situation, good and bad. It's how we are defined as people and how we react to those situations shows what we're made of.
Frances, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Radio and having this wonderful chat. It's been very, very constructive. Hopefully food for thought concerning our community and also the work that you do within the Council of Slovenian Organisations of Victoria and Wiltshire Council, every success, the committee of the CSOV, SSOV, all the best.
Thank you, Lenti. Once again, much appreciated. You know, there's no magic bullet. The council will work as hard as we can, along with the participating organisations, work through, you know, the things that we have on the agenda for this year and try our best to think, to believe and to act to make our Australian Slovenian community as vibrant as we possibly can. Thanks again for your time and I wish all your listeners all the very, very best. Thank you.